This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Marty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotia Bank, and Tropical Gyros.
Thursday, what is it, April 5th? April 6th. What day are you on today, Mr. Producer? I can't remember. I know it's Easter weekend. My mind and reach. I don't know how to move it. All right, it's the 6th. Thursday the 6th. All right, the April 6th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. It's Thursday. Happy Thursday to everybody. You got your long holiday weekend coming up. And, you know, we're going to get into the show as normal. I told you it's going to be open line Thursday today. And I'm going to hook you up with your brain teas and all that goodness. But we got to cut to the chase. Normally, you know, my guest in studio being right now, normally you'll see us going back and forth. And we're still going to go back and forth for another few weeks after this Easter holiday begin. All right? Trying to determine, you know, who is it really going to be when it comes to KFC? Original or spicy? And you got your original lovers, you got your spicy lovers. Got to welcome my good brethren, Das Quaid, to the show. What's going on,
Das Quaid? What's going on, Mike? Check 1, 2, what's going on? Feeling spicy today, what about you?
Man, I'm feeling original.
But no, listen, not today.
But listen, we ain't about it, because obviously this is Holy Week, you know what I mean?
Right. We come in peace.
Yeah, we
come in.
We ain't studying more. We come in pieces.
Yeah, how much peace you want? 2 piece, 3 piece, 5 piece, 7 piece, your bucket special.
And this week we employ you to mix your buckets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mix your buckets.
Especially for Holy Week. You can't be biased during Holy Week.
Because
he died
for all of us.
Yes.
And all of our sins.
Including the ones who's not here present. I don't know where he is. The barbecue.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And see, barbecue's a baby child.
Right.
Like a baby child.
He's prodigal son. He just ain't come home yet. Right.
But he's here. But you know, he's all, and you know why? Barbecue's feeling fair because unless it's like original.
Right.
Or spicy. Or then spicy barbecue.
Right. You dip
Right.
The original, or you dip the spicy. Yeah, okay,
that's
got you.
Straight. So he got a little complex.
He
can
be straight. But don't be biased on Holy Week.
No, we taking it all in.
You go to KFC, get your bucket, especially when y'all go on the beach, because this is the time, this beach day.
And you don't want to take fish to the beach.
Right, who taking fish?
The fish, you trying to tease the fish now. That's where you come from, and now you eat you right there. Go close. That's torture. No,
real.
Take a chicken.
Chicken
ain't
from the water.
Exactly.
Right. Chicken on line. Keep it on line.
There you go.
You put your little spread, your blanket on the beach.
There you go.
Get your bucket, you pull
yourself.
It up.
Your
boom.
Bucket of spice and your bucket of original.
Your fries, your biscuit, all the additives and the
Don't
items.
Forget your coleslaw and your corn.
Right. The corn and the apple.
And apple turnovers.
They always ask you, would you
off
like an
chain.
Extra?
You know that guava biscuit off the chain, too?
The strawberry one, too. You had the strawberry
one.
Yeah, they off the chain. Pin. That was popping. Yeah, so that's what we can do for Holy Week. No biasness.
No biasness. No war.
Give me one bucket special mix for the family. All the children, all the grandchildren.
You go to the family islands, pack it up, mix bucket.
You know who I really want to talk to? Them people who stand godparents for these children and they ain't do nothing for them since.
Right.
Go take your godchildren
to get this weekend
and take them on the beach and let them love. They say so they can say, yeah, my godparent do something for me. Don't wait till something happened to the parents to.
That'll be your moment as a godparent with that godchild that you gave them that KFC experience.
Right.
Original.
Every time
and
they
spicy,
go to KFC, they think
they think of godparents.
My
Gaudy.
My Gaudy.
Yeah,
my good godfather.
My good godmother.
You know that if my godmother did bring me a bucket
KFC?
Of spicy chicken?
What?
I would have been, I think I would have been far more ahead in life than I am today. But
you
they don't check for me.
They
like
don't
that.
Check.
They don't
I,
check
I,
for me.
At least you know your
you
godparents.
You know your godparents. I got to ask you. You know who your godparents is.
I ain't trying to figure that out.
Well, you was a baby then when it was holy new. You'll never look at the book that they had.
I believe I know who they are, but I too was denied
you,
that
you
experience.
Ever stand for any children?
Couple.
All right.
But I've made, you know.
You sound like you need to go.
No, I've
given them some original.
No, see, I got to now because I took them some Dunkin' before, you see. So,
oh, okay.
So it's still in the family.
Okay.
But
okay.
I got to branch them out to the titty. Yeah, I got to get them. Yeah, I got to get them in the chicken now.
Okay, got
they you. They're old enough to hold a leg in their hand. No. And do damage.
And you know, when children get that leg in their hand, they eat and they so good, they do that little dancey
dance. Like Eddie. I got my chicken.
I got my chicken. And then switch it up for them. You know, give your boy some love. You know, get them some spicy chicken.
Yes,
they can handle spicy.
They got to sign it at some time.
Right.
Because at 18, you got to make a choice.
Exactly. So make sure they straight this weekend. That's what we're doing for Holy Week.
Now, what we're going to do, we're going to give you an Easter gift that not even the Easter bunny could give you.
What's that?
We can give away one pillow.
That's
one
true.
Big, massive,
on big listen,
pillow.
I have people messaging me, asking me how much they cost. I want one. They,
yeah,
no, we're giving
only
them out.
Special people get that.
Exclusive.
Or spicy. If you
this is an exclusive moment.
So you could call in 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You got between now and the top of the news at the 5 o'clock hour. This is your tribute for the day.
Right.
All right? And you can win your KFC coupons and
your
pillow. KFC massive pillow.
Like I tell them, I don't even have a bed no more. I just got six pillow and
massive.
I just lay off in that. They be
listen.
They sandwiches. Be hungry all day. Every time I look at them,
I had it in studio to show off, and too many people was flaunting. I had to take it back home for safekeeping.
Oh Lord,
I gotta make sure it's safe.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Okay. How much are we giving away?
We giving one today.
Okay, let's
we got
go.
More to give away over the promotion. Not real tribute. Real easy. You've just been doing rave reviews again with your play.
Uh huh.
Now, people who follow you know you've been doing things stateside.
Right. I hit a couple states.
So let them know which states. You got to let them know which states that Square's play was in. And obviously, give us the name of the play.
Right.
And May 10th of this year will mark X amount of years I've been doing stand-up comedy here locally at Jokers and internationally. So you got to tell me how long I've been doing it on May 10th.
So they got to answer all two?
All two, and they get a pillow. Because you got to answer original portion and spicy
and the
portion
spicy
since
portion.
We mixed
okay.
in the bucket.
Yeah. Okay. So how many states I've been to with my international play? And the name of the play?
Yeah, they can name it. If not,
be sicker.
If not, just get the stage right.
I think your question, Adam. They got reference from me on my social media page. They just scroll back and
they go because they got like, some couple of things floating around on my pages too.
Okay. All right. And two bots.
There you go. Now you got between now and the news in the 5 o'clock hour. All right. But what we implore that you do, regardless of anything else, get to KFC this holiday weekend.
Yep.
Get to the beach.
Mix the bucket.
Love yourself. Mix the bucket.
Check on your godchildren. Stop neglecting your godchildren.
And if you really want KFC and you don't have no godchildren, borrow somebody's godchildren.
Thank
and
you.
And take them to KFC.
Treating them like the first house water. I like that.
The face house water.
The face house water, you know, that's the one you need to clean. The chicken, you throw that out. Yeah. And I forget about that.
But then I hear like they stick the toe in the second house water, so it's part of the waste.
That's the first one. The toe, sometimes toe is seasoned food.
Listen, we need to try some KFC sauce, though.
No, for real. KFC sauce?
We need to try that, you know.
You ever had it?
No, but we need to do it. We can invent it. We get it right.
We might start something right now.
All right, take us to the break, Mr. Producer. We can't talk this one.
No.
Have a great holiday weekend, man. I appreciate you, brother.
Peace. Right.
Spice up the place.
Let's do it. Keep it original.
Always.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'm out hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different. Huh?
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Jet off to the basketball playoffs with your Scotiabank credit card. You could be courtside in the middle of the action with an all-expenses-paid trip, plus airfare, spending money, and accommodations to the next basketball playoffs. Just apply for any Scotia credit card. Spend $120 or more on a purchase, or use our Scotia Select Pay installment plan to win a slam-dunk trip to the next basketball playoffs, courtesy of your Scotia credit card. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Thursday, April 6th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Let's get up into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242 wall? Brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, and be sure to check them out. New arrivals in stock right now. Check them out online, finethreads.com, or stop on in. Flagship store, Top Hill Mackey Street, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both those locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Obviously, this week will be affected by the holiday hours, but like I said, getting into the holiday weekend, you know, check them out tomorrow. Check them out Saturday. And we'll check out the headlines now. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Matter since 1844. Unlawfully held. Privy Council rules in favor of migrant detained over 6 years. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll, news editor. The Privy Council ruled yesterday that the government should move expeditiously when deciding whether to deport people accused of violating the Immigration Act 1 to 2 days. Otherwise, the lawful basis for the continued detention of the detainee falls away. And we end up footing the bill. The Court of Appeal awarded him $750,000 in damages. He had appealed to the Privy Council challenging the assessment of damages in this initial that 3 months in detention were lawful. Supreme Court Justice Indra Charles ruled that Ngumi was initially lawfully detained as an overstayer with no right to reside in the Bahamas, and his detention during the initial 3 months was for the purpose of making arrangements to deport him, and so for the most part lawful. So take your $750,000 and gwe. It is what it is. Close the loopholes where they need to be closed, and we won't have to keep repeating this. I mean, come on, if you got a cheat code to a video game, you're going to keep using it, right? Over and repeatedly, to your advantage. So if there's a loophole that's not being closed, a sage KC will use it over and repeatedly to their advantage. And I'm not mad, because that's what they're supposed to do. Mitchell and Human Rights Bahamas praise Privy Council ruling. Obviously, you know why Mr. Mitchell would praise it. You know, that we don't have to foot any more money. It's just the $750,000. And obviously, rights, you know, Human Rights Bahamas praise the ruling because obviously they want to see somebody whose human rights were violated rewarded. Just like they want to see a behemoth if our human rights was violated anywhere else in the world dealt with and rewarded. UN Chief. All women must have the same rights as men to pass on nationality. Story by Candia Names, executive editor. This is coming from Antonio Gutierrez. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Gutierrez has declared all women must have the same rights as men to pass on their nationality. The UN chief made the declaration in a tweet on Tuesday morning. Today, millions of people worldwide are denied nationality, and in 24 countries, women are still not able to pass on their nationality to their children. Bahamas is among those countries that do not allow Bahamian men and women to pass on citizenship in the same circumstance. So there you go. Now, obviously, you know, we got to make amendments. But where's that going to lead us? And that's just some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison, 1844. Let's get up into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Don't forget, in addition to all the goodness that John's has, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at John's Shoes. So be sure to check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. But what you guys buzzing on as I open up the phone lines, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on. All right, let's go to the phone lines, Mr. Producer. I see the phone lines lighting up. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what's happening, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on?
All is well, man. Them Lakers get breakup last night.
Man, let me tell you, we talk sports in 5 o'clock, but I tell you, 2 games in a row, from that Utah game, it was a bad omen because you're up by 10 with 154 left. You should win that game. You shouldn't end up in overtime and struggling at best in overtime to hold on to win it.
Wait. You was watching the game, but I was watching.
No. Hold on. I'm telling you, it started off in Utah. Then last night it continued with the Clippers. No defense by LeBron. 6 turnovers last night. 5 the night before. Chooching the ball up. Not getting AD involved. You know?
I don't want no excuses, though. I'm not making any excuses.
I was the first one who said on the night before, post the Utah game, that you play like that, you're going to be one and done in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, when they go to the playoffs, I mean, I think they can get knocked right out in the first round.
See, if I say this, LeBron sexual is going to get on me and say, oh, that's not him. But LeBron looking old.
He didn't look old to me last night, my brother.
Buddy.
LeBron still have his drive.
He has his moments. He has his moments.
Yeah, he ain't look old to me because when LeBron ready to get in there to that rim, he's like a tractor going inside there.
He has his moments. Tip the shoulder, yeah, and get out the bay. For most other people, that'll be an offensive foul, but for Bron, it's, hey, get out the bay, let him score.
Okay, so my question to you, seeing that we at this point in the NBA now going into play-in and then regular season, let me ask you a question before I hang up, and I want to hear this from you. East and West, give me two teams.
East and West? Man, I'll tell you, in the East, I like the Bucks or the Celtics, one of them two, whoever wins out of them two whenever they play. And you know, I like the Grizzlies. I like the Kings. I like the Kings as a dark horse, and I also like the Suns if they could get it together. But we all know the curse of Chris Paul in the playoffs. So, if I got to pick two, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say the Bucks coming out of the East. And because, you know, I'm a fan of Ja Morant, I'm going to say, hey, they get it together, that young squad, and they make it out of the West.
And how long is Ja Morant's suspension for?
It's done. He's back.
He's back?
He's been playing.
All right, I got Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors.
The Warriors are a nice dark horse pick if they could get it together. What troubles me about them is their bench.
Yeah.
I like the components being back together now. I'm with you on that. They're very, very, very hard out, but don't sleep on them.
Right. I can tell you, Boston look good, son. Boston look good, without a doubt.
But the Greek freak and the crew, they playing their ball, though.
Huh?
You can't deny the Bucks. They playing good basketball.
Yeah, the Bucks playing good ball. That can be a seven series.
Like I say, if the Bucks and the Celtics buck in the Eastern Conference Final, whichever one wins out of that could very well be your champion.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm not going to say one without the other because both of them, in my opinion, are that good.
I believe the Celtics could beat who come with the West. But not the Bucks, no.
I like
Giannis is a choker.
I like the Nuggets early, but what they've done lately toward the post All-Star game, I don't know. Yeah. I got a bad feeling about them.
Yeah. So you can hang with Ja Morant.
I got to, man. I don't see my Lakers getting in. I'm just being honest. I mean, you got components to maybe win a first round series, and then that's about it.
Well, you can be outside for another year because LeBron James coming back for another year with them.
Yeah, well, I come for you from a distance. You know what I mean? I'm good.
All right. Have a good one.
You too, my brother. Be safe. But, yeah, I mean, we'll talk more sports in the 5 o'clock hour. But, yeah, don't hit me and say, leave your Lakers. Don't Lakers doing fool, man. You should have won that game last night. Shouldn't have been in a position to do this. What do you mean? What do you want me to do, sugarcoat it? We'll talk about that later. So, big headline today in the paper. Pitt's hopeful Bahamas will soon get U.S. ambassador. Would y'all like to see the return of a U.S. ambassador? We haven't had one since 2011. That's a dozen years. You think we need the presence of a U.S. ambassador? I want to hear from y'all on that. Do you think things run better with that kind of presence? I remember there were some impactful, you know, U.S. ambassadors here that did a lot for the community and got involved. So I'm not hating or being jaded in the least. I just like to hear, you know, from some of y'all on that. And then, of course, the continuing in the buzz, RCI to release Beach Club environmental report in coming weeks. No. In coming weeks. Well, you can't do nothing until you release that in coming weeks. So that operation needs to come to a halt until you release that report. We are progressing through government's stringent environmental process. An EIA was completed for the proposal that RCI had originally presented. Well, then why can't we see it? Or why is there no, you know, a government on, a statement from government on record saying that, that they've received it? This can be all buck up. Go now. All right. What is the brain teaser? The brain teaser today is, how long have I been doing stand-up comedy professionally? All right? And in how many states did Daske perform his recent play in the U.S. when he was off? You get them right, you win all your regular prizes for the brain teaser, plus that huge KFC pillow. And it's shaped just like a KFC sandwich. The one I have is original recipe, the Colonel's original recipe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Colonel's choice. Bada bing, bada boom. So you can win that. All right. You're all guessing a lot, hey? And look here, we got a winner. All right. You're all guessing, but boy, you're on the money. Good afternoon. If an ambassador, we need, if we have an American ambassador, we need visa, free travel to the USA from any country in the world. Listen, man, I mean, I might say, you know, we should be able to get a visa maybe or something, but you know, ease access, but free travel to the US? You done gone wrong. Whee! All right. Yeah, so I just gave you the brain teaser, but we got a winner. The actual correct answer was May 10th will make 25 years for me at Joker's, and then locally and internationally as well, because I've been doing it, you know, here and abroad the whole time. And then, yeah, North Carolina was one of the states Daske performed in, so boom, you're hooked up. I got your winner, and now we'll hook you up with your prize, and you can come on Tuesday and pick up your big stuffed pillow, okay? All right? But I got your information, and you're good to go. And we're looking at the time right now. 4:46 p.m. Wait, one thing on the eve of a holiday, man. Listen here. Hey, Mr. Producer, time is fly on the eve of a holiday, wait. What? It's a good thing, though. It's a good thing. And we're looking at some other headlines. So, yeah, but that RCI, back to what we were talking about there. You need to get the everything environmental impact-wise in so we know what we're dealing with. And you got other partners related. The small businessman and the major resorts. And all of us want to maintain Paradise Island. With little peace be Bahamians I've left. Even though we got to try to sneak on a cabbage, but that's okay. That's still our PI. We got to work on getting that access, though. I ain't gonna lie. For Joe Public, at least. I understand the vendors got their issues. They always got their issues. But when I'm in the Joe Public, when I'm in the parking, in the Ryu parking lot, and walking out through the cut and going to the beach and catching a dip and coming back, what's wrong with that? You know? We'll talk about that another day. Because the minimum important issue is we got to get this resort done correctly. I'm not mad at it. I just want them to do it right. Do that due diligence. But anyway, I digress. So let's take a quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll wrap up the first hour. We'll get you ready for the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports, all right? So keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, April 6th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family. Didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Center in South America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Get your Charifta tickets. The 50th Charifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Charifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Charifta50.com or call 605-4051.
On your mark. Set. Go for gold.
It's your chance to cheer from here, Bahamas. Scotiabank is the regional banking partner for the 2023 Charifta Games. We invite everyone to come watch our young athletes perform at their best. Every Scotiabank MasterCard credit card holder gets fast track into the stadium. Just show your card with your ticket at the Southern Gate. Plus, check us in the Cultural Village at the Scotiabank kiosk where you can win amazing prizes. Scotiabank, proud sponsor of the 2023 Oak Tree Medical Center Charifta Games.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC barbecue glazed zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC barbecue glazed zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC barbecue glazed zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Thursday, April 6th edition of Talking Heads, 4:52 p.m. is the time. And as you get into the holiday weekend, man, you know, like I say, make KFC a big part of it. Don't forget they got the 12 saucy wings going on. All right, you got the NBA basketball going on all weekend long. Get those 12 saucy wings from KFC Nassau. And of course, we encourage you, like I said, I mean, this great topic of the show. We encourage you that this week is Holy Week. We encourage you to enjoy your original, enjoy your spicy in peace, mix the buckets, you know? And you can still go to vote.kfcnassau.com. Vote.kfcnassau.com. Still vote for your favorite original or spicy. Still all good. All right? But like I said, if you get into the game day, oh, them saucy wings. Perfect way to kick off your game. Now, we'll check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds, and that's all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau in one sec. But let's go to the phone lines. I see the phone lines lighting up, and we all call us impatient, you know. You all let it ring twice, and then you all just hang up. I appreciate you all, you know, feel comfortable calling me, like you all calling family or whatever, but, you know, like let it ring for a minute, you know. If I don't answer it right away, don't get all in your feelings and your knickers in a knot, you know. Anyhow. And of course, where do I start? Lots to go with today. Masters is on, golf. Saw that this morning. Tiger Woods in the first group to tee off. Oh, my old boy Tiger looking a little old these days. Yeah. Getting up there a little bit. What? Listen, you always have stuff bleeding in from these studios on the side. It sounds like some people just be freaking themselves out, like having a religious experience. Text up. I appreciate you chiming in and asking me what's going on with Jill Biden. Well, let me find out. Apart from her being married to Joe Biden, let me see. obviously, still lingering fallout from the whole LSU Iowa situation and Angel Reese. I think Biden apologized because she was wanting to invite all two sides to the White House. And that never happens. You just see the winning team go. You don't see the runner-up. The loser don't, uh-uh. But apparently, Angel Reese from LSU rejected Jill Biden's apology for the White House invite. She said, you said what you said. And sometimes what you give the world, you cannot take back. But I don't see anything untoward regarding First Lady Jill Biden, just apart from that story. And then again, like I say, she's just married to Joe. But yeah, we could talk about that more in the 5 o'clock hour. When we talk sports, I'm sure Pearlie's got an interesting take on that as well. You know, that's his girl right there, Angel Reese. Boy, you cannot talk too bad about Angel Reese. Pearlie will get fired up. Pearlie will intervene. Pearlie, I think, got a soft spot for Angel Reese. So we'll be glad to hear from him when he chimes in the 5 o'clock hour. So I can't repeat some of the things but you all are saying. Now, text up. You listen. The fact that you're texting profanities regarding Angel Reese also makes you a disrespectful. And I throw that same adjective you use for Angel back at you. Y'all got to get over that, man. If you're gonna call Angel Reese disrespectful for using the "You Can't See Me" sign, well then, the young lady from Iowa was just as disrespectful when she initiated it, doing it in the first place, toward a player of another ethnicity. So if you're going to call it disrespect, call it full 100. That's all I'm trying to say. But I still think that's the text of yesterday who has that robust Becky crush on Miss Lady from Iowa. So I totally get it. I totally get it. So, speaking of sports, though, all weekend long, all your Major League sports action, Major League Baseball, your NBA action, all right? You can definitely play and win with the Island Game Sportsbook. Simply log on to theislandgame.com, theislandgame.com. Check everything out, all the ways to play, all the ways to win. And, of course, check out the sportsbook. It's all good, all right? Let me give you a full breakdown. Like I say, play and win. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. Now, they tell you these taxes, these get fired up. Now, Mr. Producer, in the 5 o'clock hour, look out for Pearlie. He'll be chiming in right after the news. As a matter of fact, we almost need to get to the news. Is it about that time for the news? How far off are we in the news? Like a minute or two? All right, let's get to the news. And once we get to the news, we'll get up into the sports on the flip side. Here's another test. Naughty, I'm with Angel. I'm with Angel. That one is way too disrespectful. And yes, I agree. Your texter definitely got a crush on the next one. I only threw that out there, but that's gaining steam. That one's taking off, too. Texter just chimed back. Never, 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 never. All right. But like I say, there's still going to be stuff panning out from this. There's still going to be more fallout from this. Let me see what this text says. Naughty, have you ever seen a tree bleed on Good Friday at 12 noon every year? Don't we have one here in the Bahamas? A cascarilla tree or something to that effect? It bleeds every year on Good Friday at 12 noon? Am I correct, Texter? Am I correct, Mr. Producer? Don't we have one of them? But I've never personally seen it. But if you want to take me to Aspen Live next year to see it, let's roll. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. Well, let's get to the news. And then, of course, you know, in the 5 o'clock hour, like I said, we'll be talking sports. And as you get into the holiday weekend, people, please, especially you all in all your Paso and your Swift and your Cube and your roller skate and your itty-bitty, whatever it is, listen, you know you all right with me. Enjoy your holiday weekend, but please, not for my sake. For God's sake, slow your roll, try to arrive alive, buckle up your seatbelts, don't try nothing too fancy, don't turn it into the Kong 500, just get there, all right? You ain't got to get there dead early, you ain't got to worry about being dead late, if you know what I mean. Focus, we all in this together, all right? And stay off the sidewalk too, because some of y'all like going to the sidewalk and people be minding their own business, you all right? All right, let's go, Mr. Producer. I forget, Mr. Producer got a small car too.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotia Bank, and Tropical Gyros.
The Thursday, April 6th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:10 p.m. is the time. 5:09 p.m. is the time. And like I said, look out, Mr. Producer, look out for Pearly. He should be zooming in. We got the Pearl in the building.
I'm ready to do it.
Pearlissimo, where you was yesterday, Pearlissimo?
Yesterday?
No, stop. Let me get this right. You need to answer your fan base on as to where you was yesterday.
No, I'm going to say right now, I was vacuuming, and for some reason, my surge protector tripped, so my router went out, and my modem, for some reason, the internet, my modem didn't work, so I had to go and buy a new router, and I had to go to Cable Bahamas to get a new modem, and it took them forever to get me, they call provisioned.
But then you straighten out of.
I didn't get straight till almost 8 o'clock last night, but I'm straight now, yeah.
All right,
very
good.
Very fast internet. I'm back. I'm good. I'm solid.
All right. You know, we had some listeners worried about you. All of them went to SAC, by the way, as well, too. That had nothing. I thought that was very coincidental as well, too.
And then the thing about it was my plan on my phone ran out at the same time, and I had no internet to get back on the phone to put the plan back on.
So Murphy throw your arm behind your back and slap you up around the head a little bit yesterday. That's what happened.
Yeah, his law was in full effect yesterday.
All right, well, this kind of like real easy. And big up to the crew at Naughty Johnny's today in sports history. But we'll get to that right now. And then probably we got to talk, all right, because we know all was going down locally. Over the weekend. Every other sports discipline is taking Easter holiday weekend off, except for Carifta. So
I'm excited.
We've talked about that in depth. You know, Sheldon Longley was in here yesterday. We broke it down. Yeah. We're ready to go. But we got to talk about your girl because we have a strong cross-section of Bahamians up in arms with Angel Reese.
I don't know why.
I don't get it. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, and we'll go into trash talk and the rules thereof and so on and so forth. Just let me get today in sports history out of the way, brought to you by Naughty Johnny's, and then we'll get into that conversation. But I wanted you to be prepared because some people going in on your girl, boy, Pearly. And I know you don't like
that. That's their business. That's their business.
I know Angel Reese is your girl, though.
I don't see. I will defend her. You know, boy, anyway. when we talk about it, I have some things I have to say.
I just like it because she got
A lot of people, I will almost bet, most of the people are getting in on, didn't even watch the game. Didn't watch one of the NCAA tournament play, didn't watch a female basketball game all season.
But I was informed.
See this happen and don't know what's going down.
I was informed Dr. Joe Biden did nothing wrong. Well, no, hold on. When you make your little comments, you should know, look at both sides. One can't be, trash talking and the other one not trash talking. And then when you go to the invite, you only go to the winner. No losers go to the White House. Second place ever been a damn White House.
On the sportsmanship, because you won that Lily White Girl Country Club team
Anyway, today on this day,
they got two black girls in that team and they even didn't get it. They couldn't even find the time of day on the court.
On Thursday, April 6th, on this day in sports history, 1896, the modern Olympic Games began in Athens, Greece. 1970, Bobby Orr, the Boston Bruins, became the first defenseman to win the National Hockey League scoring title. 1973, U.S. President Nixon threw out the first pitch of the season at a California Angels game. It was the first time that a U.S. president had performed the ceremonial activity in a city other than Washington, D.C., 1987, Sugar Ray Leonard took the middleweight title from Marvin Hagler. I watched that in the old Resorts International Theater, the Cabaret.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
And me and my boy Rowan Sanders was there. His dad, Mike Williams, was vice president of Resorts International at the time. So we got our passes. We was there watching it. And let me tell you, only about four people say Sugar Ray was going to win that fight at the beginning of the night. But by the end of the night, we had all made them believers. I was one of the four.
I was one. I was five. If you don't need number four there, but I would have been number five. I was a huge Sugar Ray Leonard fan.
For two reasons. One, I was a Sugar Ray Leonard fan, so he could do no wrong. That was my guy. And then second of all, he was one hell of a fighter that could, if there was anybody who could counterattack what Hagler had done with the power and get in there and hurt him, it was Sugar Ray. And he beat him. He beat him for all 12 rounds, man.
Yep.
1997, Mari Lemieux of the Pittsburgh Penguins announced that he would retire from the National Hockey League following the playoffs of the current season. And sports quote of the day, the game isn't over till it's over, Yogi Berra.
Yogi
had some of the best quotes. Yogi had some of the best quotes. Some made no sense, but they were great. They were good.
Really good stuff.
But yeah, now we got to talk about that situation, though, Freddie. I don't see why people are trying to take up for Caitlin so much in this situation. I mean, you initiated it talking smack. You made the initial gesture. And let's be honest. You did it toward an African-American player from an opposing team that y'all were beating the brakes off of.
Yep.
So it's good for the goose. It's good for the Caitlin, don't you say?
I agree with you. See, let me say, I watch a lot of NCAA women's basketball this year. All right, Angel Little Hoodie. Yeah, I mean, she's a little bit, she down there. She real. She got her lashes. She got a weave in her hair and all that stuff. And she's doing a little TikTok dancing and all that stuff. Yeah, okay, fine. She's young. She's 19, 20 years old. Caitlin Clark is the white hope of basketball for females. She, now, credit where credit due, nobody in basketball can shoot like her.
I still like homegirl who went in year before last, who was very close with Kobe.
From South Carolina.
No, the white girl from, what's her name? Nurchescu. It's kind of funny, but she played in one of them schools, was a real Kobe fan.
I know you're talking about, but no. Caitlin, credit, though. I'm being very honest.
Give me her over Caitlin any day of the week, bro.
No.
We agree to disagree.
I hear what you say. Yeah, I watched Caitlin Clark play this year. That woman can play.
More all-around game, though. I'll take the scoring, rebound, and the defense and the assist.
Inside-out game, passing, defense, all-round game. Caitlin got all. She is the Larry Bird of the of NCAA basketball. She got it.
As long as Taurasi's still there, she's still got to go through Diana now. Diana's the measuring stick.
Listen, where Taurasi, where she is in her stage in the game, Taurasi wasn't at her stage. Where she is
listen,
right now.
Ionescu is who I'm talking about, all right? Ionescu is who I'm talking about. Sabrina Ionescu.
No, she don't want Caitlin Clark. I don't care what you say. Greta, I don't like her. I think they all kissing up to her. That's all the announcers talk about her straight through. They praise Iowa. They big them up.
She got that. Listen, man. Ionescu played at Oregon, man. And let me tell you, Ionescu is a beast, okay?
My boy,
she got that Mamba mentality. All right, 17.7 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, all right, as a rookie.
Brother.
In the 22 season, all right?
No way in there, Caitlin Clark.
We'll see what Caitlin do. Give me Sabrina any day of the week and a Mamba mentality. No. That's what I'm talking about.
No. When it comes to pure talent, when it comes to inside-out game, who could pass, who could shoot, she can score inside, she can score outside. So she, that's probably, and credit where credit due, Caitlin Clark, if not the best player in college basketball, top 3, for sure.
Man, the home girl from South Carolina got to be in that conversation.
Well, I said if not best, top 3. The home girl from South Carolina, Aaliyah Boston, was the player of the year last year. Aaliyah Boston was in the money this year.
And listen, Caitlin Clark, I don't want you to sleep. We got a young lady by the name of Jonquel Jones from Freeport Ground, Bahama. I want you to keep her in the conversation as top 5 and best in the WNBA as well, too.
No, Jonquel in the top in the NBA. I'm not knocking away from her. Caitlin ain't going to be in the NBA. She got one more year in college.
But let me tell you, man. I'm looking at that New York Liberty lineup, buddy. And let me tell you something.
Oh, that should be a championship lineup.
Sabrina Ionescu, Brianna Stewart, Jonquel Jones, Courtney Vandersloot. All right. And guess what? Pearly. They got Naira Sabali on there as well.
Yes.
Joycelyn Willoughby.
No, it's a stock team. If they don't win the championship this year, there's a problem. Pearly, the coaching is big chemistry.
I want you to check out Bettina Laney, all right? I think she might fit Pearly's pearls as far as women's basketball goes. I know you got your little, like Charlie had his angels. You probably got your pearls. Caitlin is one. Angel Reese is
another.
All right, but Angel Reese is definitely one, right?
Oh, she's top of the list.
But you look at Bettina Laney. I think she might fit your portfolio. Not mine, but I mean.
Yes, she's in there. She's in there.
Because I know how you go.
Faje Johnson in there too.
But you know, okay. Anyhow. I when you watch WNBA, I watch women's volleyball. I leave that alone.
No, I listen. I watch women's volleyball. I've always been a big fan because I was a Flo fan way back in the day. But my whole thing about it is the shade that people are throwing on Angel Reese is overly excessive. Caitlin is a trash talker. Caitlin did it first. Caitlin tell the girl, shut up, you down by 15. Caitlin. Just talk bad to people, and it's all part of the game. That's all part of the game. Nobody picked LSU to be there. Everybody dog LSU, all the announcers, all them talk down to LSU. They never pick them to make it there. As a matter of fact, LSU kind of pissed off because the Bidens had LSU getting beat before the Sweet 16.
Pretty actually, in text, I got a screenshot of it and sent it to you because ain't no way I could read it over the air. But I ain't gonna lie, it's one of the funniest texts I ever seen in a minute.
Send it.
Yeah, obviously we know it's a Caitlin lover who's sending it. Naughty, I agree. They praised Iowa and Iowa got their butts handed to them. That's basketball. It is what it is. It all goes with the territory. And that's the truth.
That's how it is. You know, if Iowa had won the championship, they wasn't gonna invite LSU there.
Oh, Stat Boy just chimed in and said, what's up, Don? I tell Uncle Pearly, I say, what's up? I'm out the door. Only winners should be invited to the White House. That is tradition. And no losers are supposed to go to the White House.
Which is like your brother saying,
Skip.
I know, but you can't get invited because you participated. You got beat. You were supposed to win. The world picked for you. And David come and slew Goliath. And now you mad.
Let's go to the phone lines. That's what's happening now.
I want to see the text. Hurry up, send the text to me. Let me see that, yo.
All right, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Miss Lee.
All right.
I'm calling in. I'm throwing off a gift.
Okay, what gift is that?
From Way William.
What?
My uncle won a gift.
Anyway, just get Mr. Producer, get that number, let them call, you know, reception, you know, and yeah, so Pearly, I'll send that to you now, all right? So you can have a gander at it, okay? And have a laugh. But and then maybe you can respond if you want, because I ain't touching it.
Ah, boy. Not a problem.
But no, the bottom line is a lot of people feel the same way. It's never been tradition to do that. So why make it tradition now?
They never ever invite the second place team to the White House. Never. Never. Never ever. So why now? How do you think Kansas City Chiefs would feel if they say, okay, Chief, you're going to bring the Eagles over too? Hell no.
That's some little, you get some little perks that go along with winning it all. Back in the day, it used to be the phone call from the president and the winner's locker room, and then it was the visit to the White House. And the runner-up of second place never went, man. Okay, I take it you got it, right? Okay, you can respond however you want to that.
I like, tell the Texan, I like good basketball. And I'm happen to like female basketball because it's very good. It's very good talent. It's competitive. And they play all out basketball. What their preference is, I don't care. As long as they don't bring it to me, I don't care what they are. But I like basketball. So Jill Biden did everything wrong by inviting the losers to the White House, a disrespect. You wouldn't invite the Philadelphia Eagles when the Kansas City Chiefs go. You wouldn't invite anybody else there. Why you invite them now? Because the all-white Iowa team, because the great Caitlin Clark team got beaten, they feel bad. Stay on, win it next year and you'll get invited. But not this year.
No, they got to get over that, man. They got to get over it.
So Dr. Jill Biden did everything wrong, crossed the line by inviting it, and it appears to be a racist thing because Iowa is, out of the 12 players, I think 10 white.
Yep.
An all-white starting team, the bench all-white, the superstar all-white, so they feel bad for them. No, if I would won, they wasn't going to invite LSU. We wouldn't be having this conversation today at all.
And at the end of the day, and what's the young lady's name from Iowa? What's her last name? Caitlin's last name.
Caitlin Clark.
I don't know why I can't remember Clark, because Clark is such a bohemian
name. Not Jenna, Clark.
Oh, that's probably why I get in the thrown off.
All right, and I've watched them play all year. Because
guess what?
Plenty of girls in the games before.
Turning
back on girls and stuff like that. So don't she just get what she's supposed to get?
And you talk about Caitlin Jenner. That is the biggest beneficiary of the participation trophy. Because he got Woman of the Year, and he ain't even really a woman.
I watched him in the Olympics. Pull hard for him to win the decathlon goal, and then he come back and say he won. Anyway, let's change.
And bought you Wheaties box and all too. I know.
On the Wheaties box, yeah.
But listen.
And you know what it was? Back in the day, you know what it was to be on the Wheaties box? That was like a crown and jewel thing.
You had arrived.
You got on the Wheaties box. Not just arrived. You had an impeccable, because that was like, you had to be, had an impeccable reputation. You had to be almost near perfect person to be on the Wheaties box.
All right, let's catch this phone call real quick, Purdy, and then we'll wrap up the Caitlin Clark situation.
I'm done with her. I'm an Angel Reese fan.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I can't hear you.
We can hear you. Turn your radio down.
Hey, Marty.
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Lock take on that.
Hold on. Turn.
Different perspective. I don't know if you all heard. I don't know if it was said, but, and I think I agree with it. It wasn't about race. It was about Iowa. You know, Iowa is the first state when it comes to politics. And so they're trying to sway the Iowa voters. But, you know, when it comes to voting, it actually goes to Iowa. And Iowa's kind of like the bellwether. It depends on what Iowa votes. Usually that's who becomes the president. And so that was it. I'm pretty sure it wasn't racist. I'm a black person, and I really don't believe it was racist. I really believe that was about politics, and Joe Biden used his wife as a surrogate to do it. That's my take on that. Thanks.
All right, cool. Well, that's an interesting take. Not a bad take either.
To be fair, and to know what the reputation that Joe and Jill Biden has, it probably wasn't intended to be a racist thing. Probably not. But it came across like that. And I think that what she was trying to do, and I understand what the caller is saying, and that could probably be right, because Iowa is the first caucus. The presidency goes to Iowa a lot of times. Yes, I agree with all that stuff. But knowing the Bidens, it probably was not a racist thing, but it came across like that. And the political pundits should have left that one alone. I don't think that would have made a difference. in reference to getting more votes and stuff from Iowa. I think now what it does, it may have hurt them now.
You think so?
Maybe not.
All right, let's hear from Caitlin Clark actually in regards to Angel Reese's taunting. So we could
she actually gave a very good, a very diplomatic, politically correct statement.
And basically, she had to tote that out with it.
Honestly, I have no idea. Yeah. I was just trying to get to the handshake line and shake hands and, you know, be grateful that my team was in that position. You know, that's all you can do is, you know, hold your head high, be proud of what you did, and, you know, all the credit in the world to LSU. You know, they were tremendous. They deserve it. They had a tremendous season. Kim Mulkey coached them so, so well. You know, she's one of the best basketball coaches of all time, and it shows. And she only said really kind things to me in the handshake line, so I'm very grateful for that, too. But honestly, I have no idea. And I was just trying to, you know, spend the last few moments on the court with especially the five people that I've started 93 games with, and relishing every second of that. Honestly, I have no idea.
Mr. Producer.
That was her statement. That was her statement in the press conference after the game. She had another interview where she basically said that, and I think it was a day or two afterwards, she basically said that she had no ill feelings towards Angel as part of the game. She didn't think anything was wrong and blah, blah, stuff like that.
I'm trying to get a clip from Angel Reese now, too, in response to that post-game. I'm just making sure to making sure we're all good, because Angel's a little fiery, you know? I don't want Angel to drop a little expletive deleted when she gets fired up.
None of the interviews I heard, she dropped any
bad words. All right, so we got that with Mr. Producer. We got that Angel Reese lined up. All right, let's hear from Angel.
I'm happy. I mean, all year I was critiqued about who I was. The narrative, I don't fit the narrative. I don't fit in the box that y'all want me to be in. I'm too hood, I'm too ghetto. Y'all told me that all year. But when other people do it, y'all don't say nothing. So this was for the girls that look like me, that's gonna speak up on what they believe in. It's unapologetically you. And that's what I did it for tonight. This was for the more than, it was bigger than me tonight. It was bigger than me. Twitter is gonna go in a rage every time. And I mean, I'm happy. I feel like I've helped grow women's basketball this year. I'm super happy and excited. So I'm looking forward to celebrating in the next season.
All right. And we got a text there, Purdy. It was the girl with the bleached out hair that blew that game open. Reese only had 15 points. Can't be walking up on people, man, naughty. That's how hands get thrown. Well, wait a minute. You shouldn't be making gestures that later on gonna come back to bite you in the butt and allow people to walk up on you and remind you that, hey, you can't see me. All that issue is talking, you can't see me. That's where that goes. You gotta look where it started.
I will comment on something else. Hold on. Tell this girl. See, I don't like this. Hold on. Back up. Yeah, she had 14. She had 10 points, 14 rebounds, or 13. She had double-double. She had some key rebounds in that game, but the key about is in the final four game when they were down, Angel Reese put that team on her back in the fourth quarter and took them to that championship game. Took them to that championship game with 20-some points and double-double again. So, you know, the girl with the Carson was hot and Miller was hot and Williams was hot, yes. But Angel Reese is the backbone of that team, and that's how the team is. When one of a bad day, somebody step up their game. But she had a big fourth quarter because she had some key rebounds in that fourth quarter and putbacks.
Yeah.
Watch the game, bro. Watch it. I've seen. Listen. Don't talk to my girlfriend I've been watching her all season.
Let me
tell you the scariest part about this. LSU got the number one recruiting class for next year.
All right. Let me put it to you like this. Let me paint a different example, Purdy, so maybe the texter could grasp it. Let's put it in football terms. You and I go back and forth. Cowboys, Dolphins, so on and so forth. And all other teams, you know, that know me to love my Cowboys. You all know the smack will be talked. And if my Cowboys let me down, I still defend my team. I still defend myself ready to go because there will be another day. But you all know that woe betide you all Jesus if the Cowboys win one, right? You all know it coming, right? You all know what to expect. And you know what you all can say? People can't get in it. No, give him. He waited for that. He waited a long time for that. Boy, I know this can be long. Jesus, let him get it out of the way. Because I know if the Dolphins win the Super Bowl, I got to sit there and take it. Every opportunity,
months.
Every chance.
Three months, darling.
Yeah, easy. Take it, tote it, eat it, taste it.
You're going to have to tote it till the draft.
Exactly. Okay, so at the end of the day, that comes with the territory. And I said that to say this. And you talk smack early and might come back late to bite you in the butt, or you might have bragging rights. That all plays out and remains to be seen. That's part of it. But don't go talking smack and then when it's your turn to take it, be like, no, you can't do it. And you got to do it from a distance. You can't walk up on me and tell me in my face. And you was worrying about the rules when you was out there talking smack, talking about you can't see me as you blew out a team.
Shut up, girl. You're down 15 points.
I'm old school. I was going to have to come back and remind you. And I guess Hans was going to have to get thrown, Dexter.
The girl who she told shut up, you're down 15 points is the biggest trash talker in college basketball. To the point that I can't remember. I think it was a team from Texas. The girl punched her down, punched her off her leg after the game in the shake hands spot.
Correct.
But they all talk trash. Listen, I enjoy it, yeah? And next year, LSU can be right back up there. They can probably be the preseason number one. Them and Iowa might buck again next year.
Exactly. And, you know, at the end of the day, Angel's always been fiery. You know what I mean? She's always been, you know, from the high school.
She done changed her hairdo. Hey, yeah, she got brown in her. She changed her hairdo this week.
She probably changed it up again a couple of times. All right, let's get off that whole scenario. Purdy, we got Rich Eisen taking us home today. He's going to break it down for us in the final 10. But again, I've watched two games in a row with the Los Angeles Lakers. And we almost lost to the Utah Jazz. We were up by 10 with 154 left. That's a game that should have never gone to overtime.
And then in overtime, you know,
we hang on for
dear life. That didn't bother me so much.
Then last night.
That kind of stuff could happen.
But I can be honest with you. LeBron hasn't played defense in either of those last two games. 5 turnovers against the Jazz. 6 against the Clippers. Team high in both nights. And nobody's talking about this. And shooting up everything.
Those 6 turnovers cost us the game. Those 6 turnovers turned into 12 to 15 points without a team. LeBron played no kind of defense. He hurt us. He shot for our bricks last night. Oh, I called him everything but a child of God last night. Make me stay up to watch that. But he's so mad.
Hey, Naughty Texas says Naughty Boy Sports Reels and Highlights must be the biggest waste of time. Right behind hoping our politicians will change for the better. Happy Easter. Hey, I'd beg to differ with you on the sports portion of it there, Dexter. All right? But as far as the politicians go, you hit that one right on the head. Ah, boy. People, listen.
Don't call me.
But, Pearly, I mean, it's part of sports. Trash talking is part of sports. You can't play victim if you engage in it.
Well, you must see, I play against Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan used to talk to him. You want to fight him? He used to talk to you so bad.
Larry Bird was the worst trash talker in the history of the NBA.
Larry Bird, too. Larry Bird whispering in your ear, and you know, calling you all kinds of things, saying you can't shoot, and all the taking your nerve from you and pissing you off.
And he was legendary for it. Legendary. Legendary. Okay?
Kobe, that's your stink.
Kobe and Jordan.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know.
Man, and listen, you know what it is. When Larry Bird will tell you, listen, I'm going to dribble over here to this spot right in front of your bench. I can pump fake it, and I can shoot it going out of bounds, and I can hit it nothing but net. Okay?
Georges do the same thing. Georges is, they stand there. All right, get ready. I coming at you. I put it through my leg.
Where do you think he learned that from?
But listen, even baseball, I think baseball players are more trash because, yeah, baby, yeah, no bother, pitch, baby, no bother. I'm a champion, be showing that stuff at you while you're playing.
Yeah, listen, you can tell them in Texas get better. Hey, Pearly, you don't agree with that point on Caitlin Clark, boy, and they come back, they going to try to throw a low blow. Stick a fork in the Lakers, Naughty, they done. They toting it, man, 1-2, like what Chris Charles did to Kobe, that quick 1-2.
Say it again.
What Chris Charles did to Kobe, that was a sucker punch.
No, what did the Texas tax from the beginning?
The Texas says, stick a fork in the Lakers, they done. See what
probably
Chris Charles
so,
did to Kobe? Quick 1-2. Come out
probably.
My face. But Dexter, if you in front of, if you had to walk up on me, well, let me tell you what it'd be like. Google Sedale 3, then Danny Ainge. You'd be Donnie Ange, of course, under the bucket, all right? Since you won't go there. You remember that one?
I remember that
Anyhow, maybe this texter may have to Google it. He may not be, have been on the planet long enough to have seen it live. But, yeah, I tell you, they all in their feelings over Caitlin Clark there, Pearly.
That's the business. It don't bother me.
Boy, I tell you, boy. Hey, Naughty, they'll meet again, and Iowa's going to get their butt kicked again by LSU, period. Tell your texter that, Naughty. Also tell the texter, don't
LSU. LSU got a god coming in next year.
Hey,
probably the best god in basketball. Watch.
All right. Hey, I got you, boy. The Texas hard today, boy. Don't go in on Kobe now, boy. They'll get you fired up.
Don't mess with my Kobe now. Watch it. Easy.
And that's my boy right there now. That's the Mamba mentality. Anyhow, we got to the first break yet, Mr. Blues. We ain't take the first break yet. No, let's get to the first break. Let's get the first break in. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick it back up, Pearly. We gotta finish talking NBA, though. Are the Lakers going to make it? You got the Suns to play. You got the Jazz to play again. And I think you got the Clippers to play one more time, if I'm not mistaken. It's no easy road. No easy road at all. As a matter of fact, they got the Suns and the Jazz. Two more games left.
And right, tomorrow night, the Jazz Sunday night.
And right now, they're in 7th at 41-39. The Pelicans are 8th, 41-39. Timberwolves, 40-40. Thunder, 38-42. Boy. I don't know. I don't think Phoenix is trying to rest anybody. They've won 6 straight. They're trying to go in hot, you know, to the playoffs and make a statement. I don't know, brother. I don't know.
No, Phoenix got to play. They got to play ball because they got to get that chemistry together.
Clippers last night, though, I wasn't too happy last night because, like I said, oh, a long time ago, Westbrook was a bad fit in L.A. But don't sleep on Westbrook. His game has not left him. And I think he put it in the face last night again, let everybody know, hey, I still here. Very efficient game. 14 points, yeah. 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 6 of 12 shooting, 2 of 4 on 3-point range, okay? A block and a steal. Very efficient. Very, very efficient. Watch out for that Clipper team.
Plus, he had a revenge in his head. So.
Yeah, but they're doing this without Paul George. They're doing it with a Kawhi Leonard that's in and out. You know what I mean? Even though he was solid with 25-7-4 last night.
He ain't been in and out. Kawhi been balling.
No, I'm saying he's balling, but he's still in and out. He still has his rest days, his load management, and all that foolishness. That's what I was referring to as far as the in and the out. You'll still see a Mr., you know, a back-to-back here and there, so on and so forth. But I'm telling you, don't sleep on that Clipper team. They could be quite dangerous. Let's get that first break in, Mr. Producer, and we'll be back to wrap it up on the flip side as the Thursday, April 6th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shed a
love. We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Every Thursday until April 6th, between 5 and 6 p.m., is Come Gold With Us Thursdays. Follow us and like our Facebook page, 50th Carifta 2023. Then keep a lookout for our team and get a chance to win a golden ticket and many, many more giveaways for the 50th Carifta Games 2023. For more details, email info@carifta50.com or call 808-GOLD.
On your mark, set, go for gold.
It's your chance to cheer from here, Bahamas. Scotiabank is the regional banking partner for the 2023 Carifta Games. We invite everyone to come watch our young athletes perform at their best. Every Scotiabank MasterCard credit card holder gets fast track into the stadium. Just show your card with your ticket at the Southern Gate. Plus, check us in the Cultural Village at the Scotiabank kiosk where you can win amazing prizes. Scotiabank, proud sponsor of the 2023 Oak Tree Medical Center Carifta Games.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice.
Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so?
Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
Every Thursday until April 6th, between 5 and 6 p.m., is Come Gold With Us Thursdays. Take a photo or video wearing your Carifta merchandise and cheer on our Carifta athletes. Follow us and like our Facebook page, 50th Carifta 2023. Then keep a lookout for our team and get a chance to win a golden ticket and many, many more giveaways for the 50th Carifta Games. For more details, email info@carifta50.com or call 808-GOLD.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem Freedom Points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Thursday, April 6th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And down home stretch will come 5:45 p.m. is the time. But Purdy, I mean, we got Purdy back. Well, all right, cool. Purdy, I don't know, man. A lot of texts are chiming in. They're of the same accord. The Lakers may not make it. They may be faced into that bubble portion of it, that play-in portion. And they could be one and done.
That's a possibility. That's a distinct possibility that can happen. I ain't running away from that. You see, people think that bothering me. I don't tell you, I didn't have nothing thinking much for the Lakers this year. What was that person playing for us? What was that person playing for us?
I like some of the new pieces. I like D'Angelo Russell, what he's doing, and he's been battling through injuries, you know? Hachimura, Vanderbilt, those pieces.
We got to get some good pieces. I just don't like LeBron. I think LeBron hurt that team. Him being the ball dominant hurts that team in a big way.
Well, Westbrook gone, you can't blame him. So what's the problem now?
To be honest with you, the Lakers are not. If the Lakers win out, the Lakers will probably finish fifth or sixth if they win out.
But what does that mean? You know, fifth or sixth?
Well, that means you guarantee it a seven game playoff series.
Yeah, but if you end up sixth, you end up playing the Kings.
Yeah, and that's not a team that you cannot beat. Right. Don't worry about them having a good year.
And see, then you end up fifth, you end up
playing. But it's a young team that ain't never been in the playoffs before, which is a major factor.
Let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller here, there, Pearly. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, bless up, Naughty. Bless up, Pearly.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Hey, my brother.
Yeah, hey, Pearly.
Yes, sir.
Me and your brother come from far, man. You go on the sock with my brother, but you don't know him, but your brother Andre, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Andre come from far. He know me a struggler. So just let him know, okay, 52 okay. A struggler. So I don't want to call my name. Okay. Your brother. Be close, man. Yeah, man. So, hey, Naughty.
Yeah, 52.
Hey, Pearly. Man, I used to let go until I die. But listen to me, man. So we lost last night then. We lost the game last night.
Yeah, last night we lost by 7 to the Clippers.
Yeah, but hey, Pearly. I was sitting over by my neighbor watching it was a live stream. I wasn't watching on the TV, right?
Say that again?
I was sitting over by my neighbor. He was watching a live stream. Right?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so what happened is now, when we tied the game, I think it was just coming up on the half. So when I look back at the thing, it was the Clippers going up by 10, right? I was trying to figure out what's going on. So after, because when I walk over there, the game was just starting in the first quarter. See, the Clippers, I hear the caster say the Clippers beat us 10 straight. I said, what? I said, man, you got to explain that to me, but you want to say.
The Lakers had won 3 in a row, and then after that, the Lakers couldn't beat them. But understand now, this 10 straight come across, and the Lakers have been a crappy team the last couple of years.
What are we doing? I know, I never knew he was in that condition, but Naughty.
Yeah, man.
When you called Danny Ainge, right, Pearly? You know who I remember, right? My Boston was dangerous, you know. You know that, right, Pearly?
Yeah, man.
But so, I was you remember talking, with the guy named Scott Redmond, what his name was?
Scott Redmond, they had Jerry Sheesh thing. They had a couple of dudes who could shoot off the bench.
I remember Scott Redmond going 7-for-7 from the tree. I couldn't believe it.
And don't forget Roberts, too. They had a dude named Fred Roberts who could shoot it up for a time there, too. Played at BYU. Boston been synonymous with white boys who could dagger it from deep.
From deep. And I was Dennis Johnson, too. He white.
Dennis Johnson, Lord bless the dead. Boy, that's the closest thing. But if Red Snapper was a human, it would be Dennis Johnson. Boy, he was, but he could play that defense. He won a championship in Seattle too. But the Supersonics.
Yeah.
Prior to winning in Boston. And that's what Red Auerbach used to do. He used to go find, you know, former All-Stars that had now become, you know, falling out of favor with the team that they were with, and go get them and recycle them in Boston and win championships.
But he always got team players. The players that he had a chemistry at certain time, a slow fellas. And then he had no super fast, real fast dudes.
Just who played methodical basketball,
who played fundamental basketball, who played team basketball.
That indeed they did. They
and all who could pass.
Now, what do you think Cam Newton into, Pearly?
When you mean a list of quarterbacks, he wouldn't mind backing up. I think that was just for fun, I hope.
He need to stay home.
Who are you trying? Everybody want him back.
Speaking of staying home, Tiger need to stay home. He shot a 74 in the first round.
Yeah, he had a rough start.
21st place at 2 over par.
Triple bogey. Yeah, triple bogey. And then he played, after the back nine, he played pretty good because he had by 16 and 17, he birdied. He had a rough time on 18 to par it. But Tiger's what Tiger is, right? No, if you're looking for Tiger to win, that ain't going to happen. Unless something spectacular happened. I just looking glad to watch him play again. That's all. And he'll be all right. He'll finish middle of the back if he makes the cut.
But see why the Lakers can't go nowhere, Pearly? LeBron can blame the loss last night on scheduling.
Actually, scheduling did hurt them because that team was tired. You can see that. And apart from him doing crap, that team was tired.
But, Pearly, you ever heard anybody blame it on scheduling, Pearly? Come on, man.
No, I'm not disputing that. The announcers will usually say that, but not the players. I understand what you're saying.
Lord. All right. So, Mr. Producer, we got one more break to get to, right? Be good? We got all two in? Oh, solid. So now we could just get up into Richie Eisen taking us home.
All right.
All right, so we can get to that in a second there, Pearly, because, you know, he's going to break down the ramifications of that win last night. But you can tell the Tiger Woods fan, naughty stop, 74 is good to open. After multiple back surgeries and a car crash, yes, he's doing fine. Oh, Lord. Can't talk about Tiger Woods to some of y'all out there. All right.
No. In actuality, the caller is right, but not this weekend, because really, the low-score guy can be in a better position because the weather can be bad on Saturday and Sunday. So you're hoping to get your scores in now.
I know that, Texter.
Today and tomorrow. That's 74, really. On any other time, yes, you're right. But today, on this tournament this weekend, they expect the weather to be in the 50s, and it can be bad weather Saturday and Sunday. So
I know
that's why it'd be better to score low.
I know that, Texter, right there, but that Tiger is a sports husband, boy.
No, I love Tiger. I was watching Masters all day. And the set of Masters, me and Scott Van Pelt was watching it together all day.
You and Scott Van Pelt, he was doing the coverage and you was watching today.
Yeah, he called me, asking how he sound and all that stuff. You know, a lot of, how's it sound?
Scott Van Pelt wasn't calling you, boy.
Yeah, but and plus he had Dwayne Wade on, he had Josh Allen on, he had a couple of, The Rock was on. It was kind of interesting interviews.
Hold on, you answer him after he had Dwayne Wade on?
No, after that, I tell him, don't call me no more.
All right, what color is your hair, Pearly? Is it still a regular color, or have you pinked it up?
So, I ain't nothing to do with my hair change, and I'm very conservative. You ain't going to see me in no bright, bright colors. You can see me in dark, conservative. My hair can stay the same, nothing like that. My hair in there actually is getting a little more gray than anything else.
All right. We'll leave you there. You can't be greater than Katino Mobley. My God, that'd be great.
Don't worry. No. I'm cool, you know.
When last you see Katino Mobley, you look like a teenager next to Katino Mobley, brother.
No, I'm more of a salt and pepper kind of guy.
There you go. But put salt and pepper on whatever you're going to throw in the air fryer, because guess what? We up out of here, man. Fish. Producer giving me the sign. All right? Y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy your holiday, man. We'll talk to you on Tuesday there, Pearly. All right? Happy Easter, man. All the best to you and the fam.
All right.
All right, and from my home to yours, everybody out there always listening and got it locked and loaded, support and contributing. Peter, everybody who chimes in, man, have a happy holiday. All my producers here, enjoy your Easter.
Happy Easter,
and we'll see you all Tuesday. Be safe, all right? And remember, if you can't be good at it. Let's get to Rich Eisen. He's taking us home right now. What a whisker become of the Lakers. Rich, let us know.
Western Conference standings are, as the kids would say, lit. The Clippers came up with a big win last night. I guess if you're looking at their equation, would you rather avoid the play-in tournament or would you rather play in the play-in tournament? That's obvious. You want to avoid it. The issue is, their conundrum is, avoiding the play-in tournament means you are the away team in a first-round series against Kevin Durant and the Suns.
Yeah.
Used to be Devin Booker and Chris Paul and the Suns. DeAndre Ayton in the Suns.
We now
refer to it as Kevin Durant in the Suns. And that's the issue. And that, and of course, you don't want to be in the play-in tournament.
But.
And that's what the Lakers were doing. First, the Lakers went from just trying to get into the play-in tournament and then get into a home court game in the play-in tournament or two and then get the hell out of the play-in tournament into the sixth seed, which is where Darvin Ham had pegged everything as a nice target to go hit for the Lakers. And at the time, a month ago, everyone's like, okay, got it, Darvin. Good idea. And last night, had they won last night, they'd have been right there. Instead, they're currently seventh. They are the top team in the play-in tournament with two games to go. Both home games against the Suns and the Jazz. And the Lakers can still play out of the play-in tournament if they go 2-0 in those games. And the Warriors in their remaining games, Kings and the Blazers. Problem for them is it's on the road, and that has been their issue all year long, is winning on the road. So, Lakers can still get out of the play-in tournament, and that is something that LeBron, who Maybe it was around halftime. He realizes I got to push the pedal to the metal, and that's why he scored 30 of his 33 in the second half last night to help the Lakers cut a 24-point deficit down to 5 a couple times. Things got a little dicey, yeah. But the Clippers survived, and this is what LeBron had to say about the play-in tournament last night.
It is what it is. Whatever, wherever we end up, that's where we end up. You know, I mean, it's been like 4 or 5 seasons in one for us. We don't have the luxury of, you know, saying this is what we need to do, this is where we're going to be. You know, just, you know, we need to still continue to play good basketball. We got another game on Friday versus a very good team. Then we end the season on Sunday, you know, versus Utah. So we'll see what happens. We'll see wherever we fall, and we'll be ready to go.
He's not wrong. It has been like 4 or 5 seasons in one. Wouldn't you agree? Like, the beginning of the playing season was, good luck, guys.
Yeah.
Good luck. Honestly, that would be, if each part of their season had goes to it, start of the season was, good luck, guys. Good luck, Darvin. And then the second part of the season was, oh, God, Anthony Davis is hurt again.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley's phrase of street clothes. Missed 20 games due to a foot injury, and that part of the season was the Lakers are who we thought they were. And then it went from that to how are you going to keep LeBron happy to win this year and make sure you don't mortgage the future? Because LeBron definitely wants to finish up his playing career here, one would think, in time for Bronny to wear the purple and gold. How are they going to pull that one off? And then they started making trades. And that's when, I guess, the third part of their season began. How the Lakers are going to gel, the new look Lakers are going to gel. And then LeBron gets hurt. That's part of his, I guess that part of the season was also, good luck, guys, with that new team of yours. And then LeBron goes out, and the new-look Lakers start going higher register. Oh. Mm-hmm. Austin Reeves can play.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, so the rest of the team's doing pretty well. Maybe when LeBron comes back, they can make a run. And then LeBron comes back, and they start losing a little bit again. But you see flashes of LeBron, and this team is now actually going to make the playoffs. I think we're going to say this team's making the playoffs at this point in time. They might have to play him, maybe not. He's right. Lakers have had 4 seasons in one. Bottom line, though, is all the 4 seasons in one are leading to another season. They have a, as poker players would say, a chip and a chair. I don't know if the chip is going to have a champ.